Back here at Knoxville Softball Complex on Panther Drive, Knoxville wins it over Bondurant-Farrar in comeback fashion, 9-7, down 7-2 at one point. And, well, let's start it off with the young lady that kind of started that comeback, Maddie Finley. Grand slam, and you were telling me you thought you didn't get a homer. You thought you kind of got under it until the left fielder just took one pivot and said, I ain't getting that one.
Yeah, I wasn't too sure at first. I thought I got way too far under it. It just looked way too far up in the air, and I thought she was going to catch it.
Beginning of the game, it just seemed like you got runners on but just couldn't get them home, and just little things just kept getting in your way. What changed?
I think we had timely hits. We were just, since it was senior night, I think they saw that us three seniors, so they kind of buckled down and hit, I guess.
And on your senior night, too, to get that. And then in the next inning, get a key hit to, get things. I believe you tied the game up on the hit you got in the sixth inning.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like, just to, be out there and knowing that, hey, I'm helping this team now?
That was great. I was really excited to get that tying run in, and I just wanted the other people to see that I can hit and that we can get it tied and we can actually win this game.
This is not the first time you girls have been down and have come back. What is it about this team that you can just buckle down in the late innings and make a comeback?
I think it's our leadership. At first, us three seniors really want to win sometimes, so sometimes we got to get on them and say, hey, we need to win this, so let's buckle down and get it.
And I know Coach Smith, she won't take any of the credit, but she's got to be a difference as well this year.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely coached us very well. We've all given into her plan, and we just love her a lot.
Now, Pleasantville coming up on Wednesday, and then you get to take that trip to Creston, her old stomping grounds. I know you would love to get the win out there to send her back, kind of show everybody in Creston and say, hey, look what I got over here in Knoxville.
Yeah, we're looking to get a win on every day this week, so excited for that.
And I know I'm going to make you look ahead a little bit, but you know your regional opponent, and it's never easy to play your arch rival again after you've beat them. But how confident are you heading into this part of the season where the games are starting to get bigger and bigger now?
I'm pretty confident that we can win this because, I mean, we put 10 runs up on them, and we just made silly mistakes at the end of the game. So I'm pretty confident that we can just buckle down and really win it.
Well, Maddie, congratulations on the game, the grand slam, and best of luck the rest of this week.
Thank you.
All right, Maddie Finley, as she gets an applause from her two teammates. Who's next here? I think Charlie's going to be next. Okay, Madeline will go. Madeline Liston. Madeline, what was that like tonight, just being down 7-2 and then seeing the team come back like that?
It was fun. It was fun.
What's this year been like for you? Kind of a shortened season, but I think everybody seems like they are just glad to be out there this year.
Yeah, everyone's excited to be out there.
What kind of things have you enjoyed most about this season?
Seeing everybody, just being around friends.
It seems like you girls are having so much fun. I mean, you're having a lot of fun up here, goofing off with each other. But it just seems like every time I'm out here, that's the way it is. You're just all giggling, and it's just lighthearted, all the time.
Yep.
What were you looking forward to in the next couple of games? See what you can do.
To win.
To win?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good goal.
Yeah.
Madeline, good job this year, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
That's Madeline Liston, and if we can get her to stop giggling and get up here, third senior, Charlie Vermeer. Now, Charlie, are you under control and everything?
Yeah. I'm good.
As I told Madeline, you girls seem to be having so much fun with each other. Is that what kind of made this team what it is this year, just being this close to it together and everything?
Yeah, for sure. Like, if, it's easier to play when you're having fun. So, like, if we weren't all, like, good friends, it wouldn't be, the same.
And you've gotten, a lot of playing time. You got that starting role out in the center field. What's that like, being out there because you've got some speed out there with Jaden when she's out there, with Melanie and yourself. What's that like, having you three out there, knowing you can patrol that outfield?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident in, like, myself and Jaden and Melanie. I think, yeah, it's good.
What kind of things you hoping for the rest of this season, besides winning, what kind of things you looking forward to here?
Yeah, just spend more time with each other, you know, before.
Well, Charlie, she is so giggly, I don't think she can say much. Charlie, good job tonight and this season, and best luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
And the softball, too. I think your dad came and got it for you.
Yeah, he always goes to get my balls when I
hit him. Yeah, he does.
Now, are you allowed to keep the home run balls this year with all the restrictions?
I guess if the parents go get it, we can keep it.
Okay.
But, I mean,
we steal them.
We basically steal them.
Go Panthers. Okay.
Good thing Dan Finley went and got the softball for Maddie. Ladies, ladies, good job tonight, and best luck. We'll see you down the road here.
Yes. Thank you.